Hello and welcome to Maths Mastery, the revision podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your GCSE mathematics course, quadratic equations. Whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for a grade 9, this episode will give you everything you need to tackle quadratics with confidence. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to solve quadratic equations by factorizing, by using the quadratic formula, and by completing the square. You'll also know how to sketch quadratic graphs and use the discriminant to predict the nature of the roots. These skills come up in virtually every GCSE math paper, so mastering them is absolutely essential. Let's begin with the basics. A quadratic equation is any equation that can be written in the form ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0, where a, b, and c are numbers, and crucially, a is not equal to 0. That last point matters. If o were 0, the x squared term would disappear and you just have a linear equation. The highest power of x in a quadratic is always 2. Examples include x squared minus 5x plus 6 equals 0, or 2x squared plus 3x minus 2 equals 0. Your first job when solving any quadratic is always to rearrange it into this standard form before you do anything else. Examiners specifically award a mark for setting the equation equal to 0, so don't skip that step, even if it feels obvious. Now let's talk about the three main methods for solving quadratic equations. Method 1, factorizing. This is usually the quickest method when it works, and it's the one examiners expect you to try first for simpler quadratics. The idea is to rewrite the quadratic as a product of two brackets. For example, take x squared minus 5x plus 6 equals 0. We need two numbers that multiply to give positive 6 and add to give negative 5. Those numbers are negative 3 and negative 2. So we can write this as x minus 3 times x minus 2 equals 0. Now here's the key insight. If two things multiply to give 0, at least one of them must be 0. So either x minus 3 equals 0 giving x equals 3, or x minus 2 equals 0 giving x equals 2. Always check your answers by substituting back into the original equation. If you substitute x equals 3 into x squared minus 5x plus 6, you get 9 minus 15 plus 6, which is 0. Correct. A really important tip for factorizing, always check your factorization by expanding the brackets. This takes about 10 seconds and can save you from losing marks on a silly error. Examiners see this mistake constantly. Candidates factorize incorrectly and then confidently write down wrong answers. Method 2, the quadratic formula. This is your reliable fallback. It works for every quadratic equation, even ones that don't factorize neatly. The formula is x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. Please, please, please write this formula down at the start of your working. Examiners award a method mark just for writing the correct formula, even if you make an arithmetic error later. That's a free mark, don't throw it away. Let's apply it to 2x squared plus 3x minus 2 equals 0. Here, a equals 2, b equals 3, and c equals negative 2. Substituting x equals negative 3 plus or minus the square root of 3 squared minus 4 times 2 times negative 2 all over 2 times 2. That's negative 3 plus or minus the square root of 9 plus 16 over 4, which is negative 3 plus or minus the square root of 25 over 4. The square root of 25 is 5. So x equals negative 3 plus 5 over 4, which gives x equals 1 half, or x equals negative 3 minus 5 over 4, which gives x equals negative 2. 2. Clean solutions. The most common error with the quadratic formula is sign mistakes when substituting. Be especially careful when c is negative. Multiplying negative 4 by it by a negative c gives a positive number, and students frequently get this wrong. Write each substitution step clearly and separately. Method 3. Completing the square. This method is a bit more involved, but it's incredibly powerful. It lets you rewrite any quadratic in the form a times x plus p, all squared plus q. This form immediately tells you the vertex of the parabola, the turning point, which is at the coordinates negative pq. Let's complete the square for x squared plus 6x plus 5. Step 1. Take the coefficient of x, which is 6, halve it to get 3, and square it to get 9. Step 2. write x plus 3 all squared minus 9 plus 5. The minus 9 compensates for the 9 we effectively added inside the bracket. Step 3. Simplify the constants. Minus 9 plus 5 gives minus 4. So the completed square form is x plus 3 all squared minus 4. The vertex of this parabola is at negative 3, negative 4. To solve the equation, set it equal to 0. X plus 3 squared equals 4. So x plus 3 equals plus or minus 2, giving x equals negative 1 or x equals negative 5. The most common error when completing the square is forgetting to subtract the square you added. Students write x plus 3 squared plus 5 and forget the minus 9. Always balance what you add. Now let's talk about quadratic graphs. The graph of y equals ax squared plus bx plus c is always a parabola, a smooth, symmetrical U-shape or an upside-down U-shape. If a is positive, the parabola opens upward like a smile. If a is negative, it opens downward like a frown. The key features you must be able to identify and label are the y-intercept, which is always at the point 0, c, the x-intercepts, also called roots or zeros, which are the solutions to the equation, the vertex or turning point, which is the minimum or maximum point, and the axis of symmetry, which is the vertical line passing through the vertex. When sketching a quadratic graph in an exam, examiners expect you to clearly label all these features with their coordinates. A sketch without labels will lose marks. The axis of symmetry has equation x equals negative b over 2a. This is also the x-coordinate of the vertex. Now, the discriminant. This is one of those topics that higher-tier students in particular need to know well. The discriminant is the expression b squared minus 4ac, the part inside the square root in the quadratic formula. It tells you how many real roots the equation has without you having to solve it fully. If b squared minus 4ac is greater than 0, the equation has two distinct real roots. The parabola crosses the x-axis at two points. If b squared minus 4ac equals 0, there's exactly one repeated real root. The parabola just touches the x-axis at one point, its vertex. If b squared minus 4ac is less than 0, there are no real roots. The parabola doesn't cross the x-axis at all. This is higher tier content, but if you're aiming for grades 7 to 9, you absolutely need to know it. Now let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1. Always set the equation equal to 0 before you start. This sounds obvious, but a surprising number of candidates dive straight into factorizing without rearranging first. If the question gives you something like x squared equals 3x plus 4, you must rewrite it as x squared minus 3x minus 4 equals 0 before factorizing. Tip 2. Write the quadratic formula before substituting. Even if you know it by heart, write it down. You get a method mark for the correct formula, and writing it out reduces the chance of a substitution error. Tip 3. For show that questions, work through every single step. Don't skip anything. Examiners need to see your reasoning, not just your conclusion. Tip 4. When sketching graphs, always plot the y-intercept first. It's the easiest point to find. Then find the roots if you can, and finally find the vertex. Tip 5. Check your solutions. If you have time, substitute your answers back into the original equation. This takes 30 seconds and guarantees you catch arithmetic errors. Common mistake 1, sign errors in the quadratic formula. When b is negative, negative b becomes positive. Students often forget this. Write it out carefully. If b equals negative 5, then negative b equals positive 5. Common mistake 2, incorrectly expanding when completing the square. Remember that x plus 3 squared is x squared plus 6x plus 9, not x squared plus 9. Always expand to check. Common mistake 3. Confusing x-intercepts with the y-intercept. The y-intercept is where x equals 0. The x-intercepts are where y equals 0. These are completely different things. Common mistake 4. Forgetting that a quadratic can have 0, 1, or 2 solutions. Don't assume there are always two answers. Now it's time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Get a pen ready. Question 1. What is the standard form of a quadratic equation? The answer is ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0, where a is not equal to 0. Question 2. What is the quadratic formula? X equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. Question 3. If the discriminant is less than 0, how many real roots does the equation have? No real roots. Question 4. What is the y-intercept of the graph y equals 3x squared minus 2x plus 7? The y-intercept is at 0, 7. It's always the value of c. Question 5. Complete the square for x squared plus 8x plus 3, x plus 4, all squared, minus 16 plus 3, which simplifies to x plus 4, squared minus 13. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Quadratic equations have the form ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. You can solve them by factorizing. Find two numbers that multiply to c and add to b. You can use the quadratic formula. Always write it down first. You can complete the square, have the coefficient of x, square it, add and subtract it. The discriminant b squared minus 4ac tells you the nature of the roots. Positive means two roots, 0 means one repeated root, negative means no real roots. When sketching graphs, label the y-intercept, x-intercepts, vertex, and axis of symmetry. Always set the equation equal to 0 before solving, and always check your answers. That's it for today's episode of Maths Mastery. Quadratic equations are one of those topics that reward practice. The more you do, the faster and more accurate you'll become. Work through past paper questions, check your mark schemes, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how you learn. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.